Good morning. Welcome to the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sander. I pray today's message finds you doing well and that it speaks abundant life into you. The title of today's message is Victory Over Depression. That's right. Did you know that you do not have to be a victim of depression because God is with you? Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 42, verses 5 through 11. And I'll be reading out the New King James Version. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. You know, anyone can feel depressed and discouraged about life, overwhelmed with problems, impacted by world events. Each year, nearly 15 million American adults experience a major depressive disorder. No one is immune, for this impacts the old and the young. The U.S. Census Bureau reports that the median age when depression disorder strike is 32 years old, with women more likely to be victims than men. Depression has been proven to be a significant byproduct for those with serious illnesses. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, more than half of the eating disorder patients experience depression, but so do a high percentage of cancer patients and those who have had strokes and heart attacks. Christians are not immune from depression. We all face challenges and trials. We can be discouraged about our job, our family, or marriage. We can be overwhelmed by financial needs, sicknesses, and disease. We can feel defeated by sin and mistakes we have made. But God has given us the power to be free from depression. He told Isaiah that we might go through waters, rivers, and fire, but we are to realize that He is with us in every situation. Read it for yourself, Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2. When we start to feel depressed, when we are cast down, the Bible urges us to focus on God, to remember we can hope in Him and trust in Him no matter what we face. If you feel overwhelmed by the weight of your burden, turn to Him. Remember that you don't have to fear. He is with you, right by your side. Commit your needs to Him and start praising and worshiping Him. You are His. You are a royal child, and He has promised to take care of you. Please pray with me now. If you will, repeat this prayer after me so that you can hear yourself saying it and receive it into your soul. Father, I entrust my life to you. Thank you that my life is in your hands. Thank you for being with me and providing for me. I praise and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, I really pray that this message brought life to you. And if you are experiencing depression, please know that you are not alone. There are many others out there, but you don't have to be a victim to it. No, because God's given you authority over it. He's given you victory. I again thank you for being with me this week, and I pray that you'll come back next week and join me for join me for the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. God bless you.